Welcome to the September 5th dual platform service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service was led by our minister, Reverend Pam Phillips, and worship associate Kimberly Homer, with audiovisual technical support from Stephen Henninger and Jamie McReynolds. The theme for the service is Embracing Possibility. The September theme in this year's Soul Matters program.
Good morning. I'm Reverend Pam Phillips, and I am honored to serve this congregation. And honored and excited and a little trepidatious at doing what we're doing now, which is being together here and online. We are mindful that this has been a hard week for many of our Unitarian Universalist siblings. First, I heard from someone in Baton Rouge who said his people needed our love. So I sent them a blessing on video. I don't think they'll be seeing it this morning, though, because so many ministers answered his call. And then what happened in New Jersey and New York and Pennsylvania? Who knew a hurricane could reach so far? So on this table, we have some paper and some crayons. If you would like to make a card or letter of love and support, and those of you at home, if you would like to make something to send to our UU siblings in the path of Ida, you can bring them here and put them in the envelope on my door, the one that's next to the rainbow flag. I think that's all I want to say, so I'll invite Kimberly up.
Good morning, I'm Kimberly Homer, and I'm excited to be the worship associate during our second dual platform worship. You'll find a link in the chat to our order of service so you can follow along with our worship today. If you're here with us in person, please feel free to follow along with the order of service on our beautiful screens. If you're with us for the first time, we're glad you found us. For Zoom participants, you'll find a link to the virtual visitors card in the chat, and you can fill that out if you'd like us to keep in touch with you. And if you're here in person, please see the lovely Isabel Burney for a paper visitors card you can fill out. I love paper. Again, if you're on Zoom, we invite you to stay after the service for our virtual coffee hour. We'll go into breakout rooms for a chance to meet in smaller groups for conversation. Here in the sanctuary, we'll be heading outside for socializing. If you have a joy or a sorrow you'd like shared aloud this morning, those of you on Zoom will find a link in the chat to fill out as well. And those here in the sanctuary can find a card at the door. You can fill it out and bring it up to the chancel during our opening hymn. There are also many opportunities to meet virtually or on the grounds throughout the week. You can look at the calendar on our website for times, location, Zoom links, and contact information if needed. Thanks to all of the volunteers who make all of these activities possible.
So this morning we're gonna do the greeting thing again. So I'll ask Stephen to move the Zoom over to the monitor so that everyone in the sanctuary can see everyone at home. And if you're at home, if you would write in the chat where you are coming from, where you're Zooming from, and we'll be able to see you and acknowledge you. So everyone at home, wave to everyone in the sanctuary. Let's see where people are coming, joining us from. Ah, all right. Okay, it says Tony's here from Reiner, Darla's here from Blacksburg, Sarah's here from Meadows of Dan, Tommy's here from Binghamton, New York, on the lands and waters of the Onondaga, Casey is here from Highland Park, Stephanie and Becca in Blacksburg, Eric from Blacksburg, Stephanie is with Elmo, My sister Brenda is back in Italy. Alyssa Short from Blacksburg, Ann Arnold from Pulaski, Rich and Jill from Apperson Park in Blacksburg, Tim from Christiansburg, Bill from Floyd, Jennifer from Radford, Barbara from Radford, Dick from Woodbine section of Blacksburg, Nancy from Christiansburg, Fred from Blacksburg. Ellen says Oscar the cat and Ellen are on the deck in Ellet Valley in Blacksburg. Mark's in Blacksburg and Tom is in Pembroke. And now everyone in the sanctuary, if you will put us on, if you'll spotlight the UUC camera and everybody will be able to see. Okay, there's Jared and then Lisa, the flowers, Wayne, the Lukes, Anne, the DuPonts. Oops, I gotta get back there. Joan and George, and this is crazy. Denise and Isabel and Barbara and Crosby and Earl, I forgot your name. And Brandy and Ramey and Josh and I'm so sorry, I can't tell with the mask on. Ashley, who's right behind you? Jeffrey, back in the back. Sorry, I can't see that far. Isn't this crazy? Your minister knows all your names. You'd think that maybe I was a middle school teacher at one point and had to memorize. Because you know, if you don't know their names, they get into all kinds of trouble, and so do you.
Please join in reading the words as we light the chalice. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service. Words this morning were written by Margaret Weiss. Come into this place with your whole self, the parts that are raw and exposed, the part that is beaming with joy, the part that is seeking the truth, the new, the possibility. Come into this place, open your heart, lay down your burden, lift up your hope for something new to happen. Come into this place with fellow travelers on the journey, some faces new and others familiar, and all welcoming you here, now to this moment. Come, let us worship together.
This month, we are exploring possibilities. And that is a theme from the Soul Matters program. And this may feel like one huge advertisement for Soul Matters, I admit it. But what I really want to make sure is that everyone in the congregation knows that whether or not you sign up to be part of a Soul Matters group, you have access to all the materials and resources to help you explore more deeply what it means to embrace possibilities. So these groups meet once a month in someone's home, online, at UUC, and they share their experience of the materials that they've gone through. One of the things that they have, well, first, let me say this, and the sharing is not just a conversation, it's not just a gab fest, it's deep listening. It's letting every voice be heard fully. Some people really chafe at the structure of the program. I hear a laugh. And yet, at the end of the year, most people say, oh, now I know why we did it this way. I felt heard, and I know the other people in the group in ways that I wouldn't have otherwise. So, deep listening. And then there are two parts that you can use to prepare for your groups. In addition to tons of resources, articles and readings and music and videos, TED Talks, lots of resources. You don't have to look at all of them. You don't have to look at any of them if you don't want to, but they're there. And then there are the questions. These are questions that you don't have to answer every single question. You just look through the list and you find the question that calls to you, that you think, maybe it's a good idea for me to look at that, to explore it, Stephen, if you could go to the next one, and I hope we're sharing with folks on, yes, we are. So some of them are pretty straightforward. How has your belief in the possibility of a better world grown or shrunk over the past couple of years? Jared said, stop there. We could do this for weeks. Who taught you the most about defying expectations and unleashing your potential and possibility? We all have dreams of what's possible. We live with a voice that says, one day I will. So what possible life has been with you the longest, and what's keeping you why has it remained a dream? Let's look at the next set of questions. When it comes to possibility, are you among those who carefully access the cliff and gather an abundance of gear for the descent? Or are you one who simply leap and trust that you'll figure it out on the way down? And how do the people in your life feel about that? Or the idea that maybe possibility means having things undone before they can be done again. Let's look at the next ones. What do you know about the possibilities that live on the other side of grief? What if you understood the word impossible as a dare? What are others learning about living and leaning into possibility by watching you, especially the little ones in our lives? And then the last group of questions, is it possible the thing that you're sure you're right about is wrong? No way. I think my husband asked me that on a daily basis. Is that was unfair or I was wronged, keeping you from the possibility of moving on? What would enable you to leave the life you've outgrown? Or are you sure you're too old for it? That got a chuckle in the room. Stephen, if you can go ahead and, yes. So there's this whole group of questions. And for people in the sanctuary, I copied some out. Take that piece of paper home with you. Just explore it. You don't have to answer all the questions, but just see if one of them is for some reason resonating. Folks at home, I have a document that I will put up into a Google Doc and I'll share it with you later, hopefully before the end of the service. So, whether you've signed up for a Soul Matters group or not, and there's still time, you have access to all the questions. You can use them as you will.
Let us celebrate our ability to contribute to our community by collecting an offering. It is a practice of our congregation to share half of the offering with a local charity or UU-affiliated organization. This week's recipient is the Blacksburg Interfaith Food Pantry. Please give online using the link in the chat or through our GivePlus app or text, or if you've never done any of these, you can look at your order of service and the announcements for more information. You'll be able to give after the service as well. For those of you in the sanctuary who would like to give by cash or check, there's a basket in the back, and we thank you for your generosity. This morning, as we collect our offering, we'll enjoy Jared playing Maurice Ravel's Sonatine 2. Mouvement de mon oeil. Now is also the time you may place cash or check offerings in the basket at the back of the sanctuary, or you can get materials to make cards or letters up near the piano. You're also invited to light candles of hope and remembrance. Here in the sanctuary, remember to maintain distance between yourself and others. Online, write in the chat if you'd like us to light a candle.
We accept these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community, recognizing that always, in giving and receiving, we participate in a circle of care with no beginning and no end. Some of you know that there was a person who came to the sanctuary last week, who tested positive for COVID the next day, which might explain why there are fewer of us here today than there were last Sunday, That and possibly the video of the Virginia Tech game last night when all of those thousands of people were together in close proximity. And now I invite you into the mood of meditation. Take a breath. Soften your shoulders. Settle in your seat. Be present. Spirit of life, spirit of love, spirit of possibility. This has been a week of anxiety and unrest, tornado watches and warnings, of destruction and disappointments. We pray for all those affected by Hurricane Ida, those whose lives were taken, whose homes were destroyed or flooded, whose power has still not been restored. May all who need help receive it. May we do what we can. We pray for all those fleeing Afghanistan and for those who are helping them on their way, and for those preparing to welcome them to new homes, even here in Blacksburg. We pray especially for those left behind in Afghanistan, especially the girls and the women. May all who need help receive it. May we do what we can. We pray for all those in Texas affected by the new law, taking away women's right to choose what to do with their bodies, weaponizing their neighbors and friends. May they find relief in courts and legislation. May we do what we can. We pray for all those affected by COVID and those who put others at risk through their actions and inactions. May all who need help, especially help to wear a mask and get a vaccine, receive it. May we do what we can. Spirit of life, spirit of love, we pray for courage and strength to find ways to help those in need in big ways and small. We pray for faith in the possibility of easing suffering and seeking justice. In the name of all that is holy, we say amen and blessed be. One of the things, the other thing that happens in Soul Matters is that you do a spiritual exercise. Right? So our spiritual exercises, they usually give you 5 or 6 that you can choose from. And it's just something to help you explore what it feels like to embrace possibilities for this month. So which quote is right now? The packet has tons of quotes in it. You look through them and decide, which one do I need? And think about it every day. What's making surviving the pandemic possible? I think that one has to do with the things in our lives that we use now that make it possible for us to live through the pandemic that we wouldn't have even thought of before. Zoom, yeah. The words that unlocked your potential and possibility. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. The possibility of putting it down. What are you holding on to that makes it impossible for you to embrace possibility? And possibility over a cup of coffee has to do with talking over a cup of coffee or tea with someone. These are not hard spiritual exercises. They're opportunities for you to engage throughout the month in the theme. And I'll share at the end of the service how you can find those packets. But in the meantime, I'm going to invite Kimberly to share her reflection on possibility.
The chance to be good. One of this month's Soul Matters spiritual exercises on embracing possibility asks, what words unlocked your potential and possibility? What woke you up or gave you the courage to defy some societal expectation that was keeping you small? In other words, who has sparked in you the chance to be good? For me, the words that unlocked possibility came from our own Reverend Pam Phillips, and her words to me were these. Would you like to become a worship associate? Well, this was back in the before times, and I lacked any knowledge at all of UUism, and my worship participation up to that point had meant wearing the right vestments and following the liturgy, you know, collects for purity, confession of sin, alms and oblations, and that hadn't exactly led me to a state of grace. Then again, I hadn't chosen the words or music, so I didn't feel responsible for anyone else's worship experience or feel assimilated into the good works done on behalf of the faith. So what would it mean to be weaving worship here? And now, even when it's not my turn, I think about it every week, how brave we must be to keep showing up without any guarantees of salvation. In medieval times, eccentric cat ladies like me who got involved in worship were put on trial, along with their cats. And the disappearance, especially of the cats, made the bubonic plague that much worse. So maybe the 21st century version of hierarchical religion isn't as harsh as that, but it's not exactly enlightened either. Clyde Marshall has started a discussion group based on the book All We Can Save, with a mission to nurture a welcoming, connected, and leaderful climate community rooted in the work and wisdom of women to grow a life-giving future. I appreciate this group so much, and I get the point about defying the settler colonialist script, the dogma that is poisoning our planet. But I still keep wanting to jump ahead to this or that technical miracle instead of dwelling with my fellow congregants in the broken now. Case in point, if plastic recycling is really worth doing, why don't we already have enough? Why make more? Is recycling a purification ritual? This is not a question I could ask in my last church, and yet I'm finding more faith in the uncertainty, in the unfolding, in the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part, as the seventh principle says. I don't know if I'm good, but I know we're good and full of possibility.
I know. You are good. And you make me better. Can you imagine what it feels like to hear that words you have spoken unlocked possibilities in someone else's life? What a thing. Because you know what it's like to hear or read or say words that open possibilities in your own life. Perhaps they were words of encouragement, letting you know that someone else believed in you, believed you could do things that you thought you couldn't do. Perhaps they were words of resolve or affirmation, helping you to attempt something scary or difficult. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Perhaps they were words that caught you up short, helping you see yourself in ways others saw you. Kind of like looking in a full-length mirror, showing you the parts of yourself that you haven't seen or haven't wanted to see. They might have stung, those words, but they also might have helped you get out of unhelpful patterns of behavior, unstuck your stuckness, and led to more health and wholeness. This month, we're considering what it means to embrace possibility. And today, I want to suggest that you already know how to embrace possibility because you've done it before. You have come to a crossroads and decided which way to turn. You've faced seemingly insurmountable odds, and yet you surmounted them. The worst thing that you could have imagined happened, and life went on. At least that's what gets me through when I'm faced with the challenges in my life, in my world, that I haven't expected and haven't invited. One advantage of getting older is that you've had some practice. We've all had practice this past year and a half, haven't we? Who knew any of our lives, our current lives, would be possible? I used to think that the worst thing that could happen to me was losing the people in my life that I loved and counted on the most. My grandmother, my mother, my father. What would I do when they were gone? And then they died. And I find out that they'd already given me the love and the encouragement I needed to keep going. I still hear their voices in my head. I still feel their love and care. So what seemed impossible became possible. Today, I don't want to tell you how to embrace possibility so much as ask you what has made it possible for you to embrace possibility in the past. Because I'm guessing you already know and already have embraced possibility. In the month ahead, you have the opportunity to explore embracing possibility in a few ways. You can come here on Sunday services and listen to the readings and reflections. You can join a Soul Matters group, a covenant group, and share and listen to others' experiences with the material in the packet. Or you can do it on your own. You can find the Soul Matters packet in the Connect section of our website. No matter how you decide to explore embracing possibility, I invite you to deepen your experience as a member of UUC. That might mean joining a committee, an activity, a group that has intrigued you before, but for some reason you never tried. Choir is at 7 on Wednesday night. It was so much fun. Or it might mean making time in your life to think, to read, to try a spiritual exercise using the materials in the packet. I'll have Lisa, let's put the link to it in the announcements this evening. So when you get an email from Lisa, you can just click the link and it'll be easy to find. This time we spend together on Sunday morning during worship is vital. As a middle school teacher, I remember Sunday morning as a kind of oasis in my life. It was a time to breathe. Time when I could remember who I wanted to be, what I wanted to do. As we explore embracing possibility, I invite us all to take more time, to make more time to engage in that exploration, individually, with those closest to us, or in a Soul Matters group.